The nickname that started to come out was, I mean, we did Camaragasm, but somebody's put out there Ka Mardi Gras, and I kind of like that one. He's like a Ka Mardi Gras. What's up, Whodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is now a zero. I was drinking during the game, but I haven't had anything for a while. Anyway, I'm going to just say, like, Ken Crawley, legit, right?
Yep.
And I'll tell you, when Lattimore returns, the defense is going to be the perfect complement. It already is, but even so, more to the Saints' dominant running game identity. Kamara continues to show why letting go of Adrian Peterson was the smartest move the Saints made since signing Adrian Peterson and then drafting Kamara. The Saints are in the driver's seat for the NFC South, and we have a quick show to recap it and then quickly turn our attention to the Falcons. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm zero right now. I do have a beer, and I was drinking before and at the game, but you know, I didn't drink in the second half, so I'm going back down, and I'm just finishing up some pizza. So I guess you'd call me a zero. I know Damon doesn't.
Oh, that's what I always call you.
Yeah.
Look at that. He had to try to protect himself. And
well, I mean, I opened myself up for that.
As it was coming out of his mouth, he was like, man. Nah. All right, Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Jeff. I'm dying, but but I'm still feeling good.
You sound bored. You sound like you yelled a lot today.
Yeah, I did, man. I did. I was yelling, man, the crowd was back, right? You know, the crowd was loud, and yeah, that was fun. That was an important game. We needed it. We've said it for the last 3 weeks. You know, this Panthers game was a lot more important than that Rams game, even though we'd like to win them all. You know, fuck the Panthers. And look, the Panthers, even though I don't like them, we don't like them, they were a pretty legit team.
They
had three losses coming into this game. They had won six of their last eight games. So they are a good, dangerous team that we put down twice this year.
That's right. And we'll talk more about it right now in the quick game recap. All right, so like you were saying, I mean, they are a good team. Going up that second touchdown, I was starting to feel a lot more confident. Then the Panthers did kind of scare me again that, hey, wait. Because I was kind of hoping that we would get to a point where we could put the game away and rest a little bit because we do have the short week, which take your foot off the gas pedal. I don't know. And it looked like the Saints did what they needed to do, but I don't think like we got too banged up.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember anybody really leaving with injuries. I mean, look, like I said, we're up 14 points in the second quarter with under 5 minutes left, and Hill fumbles the ball. Oh,
yeah.
I mean
I don't know if y'all saw the replay or if y'all saw it from your seat. I mean, it's not that he fumbled the ball; it got punched out.
Yes. You're right. Right. He got punched out.
Don't blame him for that much.
No.
You know, Fleener would not have dropped that ball. No, I mean, because he probably wouldn't have caught it in the first
wouldn't
place.
Wouldn't have caught it, right. No, he wouldn't have caught it. But that, you know, that hurt because, man, I really felt like, you know, we had all the momentum. I felt like we were going to steamroll down there, score, I think at the time, what we'd have been up 28-7
mm-hmm.
or 21, you know, yeah, 28-7.
Yeah, it would have been 28.
And fucking, right, game over, you know. Like you said, we coast. So Panty score after that turnover, get it within seven, make it a closer game. But, okay, so the final score, 31-21. Is that accurate of the game? Is it make it look closer than it really was? How do y'all feel?
I mean, I feel like we dominated the game, but we made mistakes that
kept them
allowed them.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. Instead of, like, we were looking to score.
Right.
Instead, we give the ball up, and they score right back. And that's, you know, at least a 7, possibly 10 or 14-point swing just right there.
Right, and then in the third quarter, was it? You know, missing, you know, having a nice drive and then coming away with no points.
Yeah.
Now, look, they did us a favor on their very next drive. They got it down within the 10, went for it on fourth down. We stopped them, and they came away. So that kind of, you know, in my little brain, it washed our three, you know, missing our field goal away, them not going for the field goal. So, yeah. And then obviously the turning point of the game, we're punting from in our end zone, and they fumble the ball and give it right back to us on the 50. We go down there and score, and that's when, you know, that's when the game was over.
Mm-hmm. That Julius Peppers penalty where he was kind of had a, I don't know, that weird position he was holding. I don't even remember who it was. Was it Ingram on the sideline, and they blew the whistle, and then
continued
to pull him out, you know, and then they gave us the call, and that kept that drive alive.
Hello.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
For surprise guest Courtney, welcome to the show. What's your number?
0.5.
Don't you ask him what his name and his number is?
No, that's Adam.
That's it. That's
Adam.
Adam,
it's a different grow. Come on, David.
Courtney's just always a point.
Actually, hold up. I'm gonna change it to 0.6. Because I had a beer earlier.
Oh.
What? Wait. What?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're doing a quick short show this week, so we're going to dispense with the pleasantries, and we're in the middle of talking about the game recap. I will say the Panthers, couple of things I noticed from watching on TV. One, they were hitting really hard, especially early in the game. That first hit on Kamara looked like, I mean, they were hitting with an intent to, injure's a strong word, but they were going to make him pay.
They're a physical team, and look, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Being physical in football, you know, hitting.
I just hate that they hit it with week at Atlanta in 4 days.
Well, no, sure. But, I didn't get to see the Vikings game with Atlanta. I don't know, Jeff. Did you watch it?
I wasn't able to watch too much of it. I knew the Vikings were winning. I was doing other things in the morning, so I wasn't paying close attention.
So again, that's what I was hoping.
Saw how they looked.
I was hoping the Minnesota roughed up the Atlanta a little bit.
But
I didn't get to watch it either.
Yeah, it was that, and then the Panthers, you could see, it almost felt like the early frustration that we gave them, we got in their heads early and stayed in their heads, and that they never kind of, you know, they would start to climb back out and get a little bit of confidence, but as fast, like you were saying, Damon, earlier, like as fast as they would get a little bit of confidence, we answered every time, and that's what I think kept them from being able to swing momentum back in their direction. Maybe the crowd had a lot to do with that, too.
I think it's the running game and defense. I mean, that type of...
You think that's better than the crowd, Courtney? Is that what you're saying? Do you think?
Yeah, I think the running game and the defense was more effective than the crowd.
Really?
Because that's what the crowd...
I don't know. Last week, we had the same offense, running game, and defense. We didn't win. This week, we had the crowd, and we won. So, you know... Empirical evidence would say that you might be incorrect. If we could take 72,000 people every week with this team and travel to every stadium, I think that would be a big advantage.
I think it would.
That's not.
I mean, look,
Tony doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Today it was the defense
in
the running game.
Yeah, I mean, and that was really one of the biggest plays. Again, I mean, look, we go down and score right away, and like that's a great thing to get off to lead. But then they march right down the field and score. But the biggest play of the game was that Ingram run. Because even, like, you know, he busts out and, like, holy shit, that's a great run. It looked like he was going to be tackled at the 40. And he went back inside, and then he went back outside, and he turned it into, you know, what was a 45-yard run, turned it into 70. A 70-yard run. And I didn't know if Ingram had that in him.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, I was happy, like, holy shit, that's a great run, busted open, let's go. And then when he went all the way down to 10... You know, that was a nice jolt.
Yeah.
A real nice jolt that we needed. Crowd was all fired up.
And that's what it was, right? We just kept getting good jolts. That's a good way to put it. Is when you, it was just time after
every time. Every time Kamara touched the ball was a jolt. I mean, it's crazy to think. We talked about it last week.
How electric!
How fucking good he is!
How electric does the crowd get? Does the crowd clearly kind of like when he gets the ball, the crowd gets a little bit more excited?
Well, I'll be honest. In the pregame intros, they introduced the offense, and he got maybe the loudest ovation out of anybody.
Oh, out of Breeze too.
Yeah,
well, because everybody goes through.
Oh, yeah.
Are they booing? Or they're saying
Drew? They're not saying boo. They're saying.
Oh, I would argue that the play of the game was the fourth and one Kamara touchdown run. In a sense, being able to, for hindsight, to have it. But like, if you don't get that run, I mean, because this second effort got it. If you'd have gone down and they would have stopped us and then gone down and scored, you know, like they did, that would have been a huge momentum thing. And plus, it kind of got the crowd into it. The Kamara was into it. Like, he scored. Like, it was a great play. Like, I think looking back, knowing what we know, that was the play of the game.
I think that's a good point, yeah.
And it was good getting seven and not just settling for a field goal where you're like, you're kind of deflated.
Well, no, you would have settled for zero. That was four.
Well, I mean, if you don't go for it and kick the field goal instead.
Yeah, but...
That's what
I'm saying.
The ball.
It kind of set the tone. It set the momentum. And had the momentum been set the other way, if they would have stopped it, you know, I don't know if the rest of the game plays out the way it did.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, the defense played well. And, look, we did all this without Armstead, without Lattimore, without Williams.
And Okafor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but we knew that. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, Okafor's done, right?
Right.
But yeah,
without him.
He's done. I'm not expecting him back. But.
Oh,
I was surprised.
I see what you did there.
Because leading up to the game, I mean, look, I was tailgating, didn't check Twitter a lot, but I just assumed, okay, they said Lattimore is going to try to go, and then I get into the seat, and then the game starts, and I don't see him, and he ended up not playing, which I'm glad that we were able to do this without him, because we really need him next week. So it's kind of like a nice bonus to not have to play not fully healthy Lattimore and risk further injury.
And then before we move into Pickens, I want to ask one quick thing about Taysom Hill, or Taysom, however you say his name, Taysom.
Our quarterback?
Quarterback slash kicker slash special team coverage guy. What was that? What was he kicking for?
No, he wasn't kicking. He made tackles on special teams.
He made tackles. I didn't see him kick.
I thought he kicked the kickoff.
No.
Did he not?
No.
Okay. He just went down there and played aggressive as a
classic right Jeff. Right there. Classic Jeff.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Curry pulls up from like 9 feet behind the 3-point line and just drills it. That was Jeff right there. Just.
All right, let's move into Pick'ems.
It's all about the king, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control.
We're currently incomplete because the last game is still going on right now. But of the games played, I'm at 3-1. Jeff is also 3-1. Damon is 2-2. Philly and Seattle, they're playing right now.
Who do you have?
I've got Seattle. Damon's got Seattle. Jeff has Philly. And Seattle was getting 4 at home. We all got Minnesota. I stupidly took Denver. Y'all got Miami. Right. Jeff and I took the Jets. Damon took Kansas City. And then I was the only one to take
San Francisco. What the fuck has happened to Kansas City?
And they scored 31, but they gave up 38 to the Jets.
Boy, and they spent 15 minutes in that one little last 2 minutes of the game, too, as well.
Did they win or lose?
They lost.
No, they lost. They lost to the Jets 38-31.
Right. They have now lost, what, 7 of their last 8?
Something like
I don't know about 7. Maybe 6 of their last 7.
Six of their last.
They might be 6 right. in a row.
All right, but either way, I'm going to not do the bigger league this week because we're not finished yet, because we're doing the
as you should
recording, and we're going to...
As you should. I mean, there's no full results to tally, so don't
right.
do that. Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll do a double week next week. But all right. Go ahead with your games there, Jason.
First game, Seattle at Jacksonville. Seattle, of course, playing right now. Jacksonville coming off a strong win.
They're not in pick-ups, when we don't pick
right, them. Of course, right, 30-10. This game's in Jacksonville. Jags are favored by 3.
Cool. I will take the Jags.
I will take Seattle.
Is it because of why I'm about to take Seattle, Jason? Because every time we take the Jags, they never cover.
That's what I do.
Right. I take the Jags, and then it's a lock.
Wow.
It's a lock.
Yeah, west going east. That's a far. That's a.
That's
long
my yeah
out of
yeah yeah
after
yeah
playing Sunday night.
Did you change your pick then, Damon? You're gonna go with Jacksonville.
No, I went with Jacksonville at the beginning.
Yeah, he already had it.
Right. Oh,
classic Jeff. I think that's going to be a new thing.
That is a new thing.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
I hate you guys.
All right, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm taking Jacksonville.
All right. Our next game. Minnesota Vikings coming off a nice win in the Metal Asshole, beating the Falcons today.
Yeah, but we needed the asshole to win.
No.
Yes.
Pulling for Atlanta to lose that. Don't
bullshit.
No. How? Why?
Why? Because we play them twice and we control our destiny with them.
Right, but we need to. I can see things great. Division.
We played them twice. If we beat them twice, we win the division.
Right. But
what if we lose to them twice?
We won't.
Then we don't deserve to win the division.
In the Minnesota victory and loss doesn't matter either.
Nah, you go for the division, man.
Like, yeah.
Knowing we played after them and not knowing what our outcome would be. Now, if we have played like the Thursday night game and won and we knew, then potentially I could see going for Minnesota or for Atlanta. But
hey, Courtney, why don't you get out that hole and come join us up here at the top? Can I throw you a rope?
he does. Hold on, I'm falling down. All right, let's come on. Keep on going with pick'ems.
So Minnesota travels to Carolina to play the Kitty Cats, who lost today. This game is in Carolina, and the Panthers are getting one at home.
I'm going first on this one, and I'm going to take Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm going with Jeff. Yeah, Minnesota.
Give me Carolina for the upset.
Jason's just tanking pick'ems at this point.
For what it's worth, Carolina.
He's throwing his comeback away. What'd you say?
Carolina, for what it's worth.
Well, see, now it's at this point that I'm pulling for Carolina because I'm pulling for a Minnesota loss. I'm not worried about Carolina now since we swept them.
Oh. No, wait a second.
Oh, no. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I just talk myself into a circle, which is fine. I don't care.
Classic Jeff. Oh, wait.
All right, and our next game, we actually got some nice matchups this week. Philadelphia Eagles, currently losing right now, travel to L.A. to play the Rams. The Rams are getting 2.5 at home.
Ooh.
Okay, wait a second. I have a strategy. Okay, I want Philly to win, so I'm going to take the Rams, right? Yes, because then that will jinx them. I will get what I want. So I'm going to take the Rams.
You are the worst at pick'ems this season.
I am. So I have to change this around. So I'm going to take the Rams, and I took Minnesota, right?
Yes.
So good. Excellent.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Wow. I'm going to go Philadelphia, just like I did this week. Whew, that's two games that Philadelphia travels to the West Coast to play, too.
But Rams.
All right. Our next game, Black and Blue Division, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh playing tomorrow night. Baltimore coming off a really impressive win today, beating the Lions 44-20.
Didn't the Ravens start off pretty slow? And they did. They've been hot recently.
I mean, look, they're 7-5 right now.
Did Stafford go out today?
He hurt his hand, but I think he went out, but he did hurt his hand. I don't know what his status is.
He threw for 292. So this game is in Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are favored by 7.
Wow.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. Give me the points.
Pittsburgh does tend to play better at home.
Yeah.
Jason, Damon, you're taking Baltimore?
I'm taking Baltimore. Give me the 7 points.
I'll take Baltimore, too.
I will take the Steelers.
I'm going to just go with the points. If Baltimore's going to fuck me over on this one, I know, but whatever.
All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go! No. Piece of shit card. I got a piece of shit card. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
We have got the San Francisco 49ers coming off a win in Chicago, 15-14. Their second win of the year. Travel to Houston to play the Texans, who lost today to the Titans. The Texans are sitting there at 4-8. Their season is just cratered after Deshaun Watson got hurt. It's in Houston, and the Texans are favored by 2.
That's insulting. I hate San Francisco, but I like Garoppolo. So give me the Niners.
I'm going to take the Texans. I'm just going against the points in almost every pick this week except for the Baltimore one.
What time is that game, Jason?
Noon.
I'm going to go Houston.
Okay, if it was a 3 o'clock game, would that have changed your mind?
Maybe not, but maybe.
Okay. I like that. I want to start doing that. Just asking random questions before I make a pick.
I'm telling you, when West goes east, West doesn't.
Yeah, but that means that means every away game
right.
for a West team. I mean, they're not going that far east.
That's far enough from San Francisco to Houston.
All right.
San Francisco did travel to Chicago today.
It's not 100%. I'm not saying that, but it's.
And it like leave them be. I mean, that one of the sayings we need to start using now.
Poison ivy.
East is it? What it's west to east.
No,
it's no beast.
Yeah, when west goes east.
All right, west to east is no beast.
Leaves of five, get you high.
All right. Not Dandelions. I will go with Houston.
All right. That's your pick-ems. Make sure you get them in. We'll do the full update on next week's show. And this gets us to the segment you've all been waiting all season for, the return of Falcons Hate Week. It's called Fuck the Falcons.
Fuck the Falcons.
Fuck Clement. Fuck Giants. Fuck laughing. Fuck trying. Fuck cursing. But mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends. Fuck following trends. Fuck this song, can't wait till it ends. Fuck everything, but fuck you the most. Fuck everyone, but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splintering post. Yeah, fuck you the most, fuck you.
I mean, I can't wait. It's a shame we have a short hate week. But goodness knows how miserable their fans will be if we beat them. I mean, Minnesota beat them today. Then we beat them, which means they're done.
Yeah, if we beat them, they'll be 7-6.
What'd you say? What'd you think?
That won't knock them out of the playoff picture, right?
Not yet.
Mathematically, no. They would still have a chance, I guess.
Mathematically, the only two fucking people eliminated are fucking Cleveland, who hasn't won a game. San Francisco, Cleveland,
Houston,
and maybe
Chicago.
Ooh, Houston. Houston knocked out?
Well, I don't know. They're 4-8.
Houston's 4-8. I mean, Chicago's 3-9. I mean, they're out.
Yeah. So, shit, Atlanta.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, they'd be done.
Do they still have to play the Panthers?
Yes. I think they play in Week 17. We play the...
We play the Bucks.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, all right. So, they still have us and the Panthers, twice against us and the Panthers. Those fuckers would be lucky to come out of that.
So, yeah, they'll be lucky to finish 9-7.
So I haven't really heard a whole lot about Atlanta this year. Nobody was really talking about them. I know it's supposed to be hate week and we're supposed to be irrationally biased against them, but, I mean, are they – what's the level of threat here?
So they started the season really slow. A lot of people were bitching about Sarkisian, their offensive coordinator. I mean, really pulled some wins out of their asses. I mean, they should be – they should have a lot worse record than they do have.
Right, remember the Chicago game early on.
Yeah,
the Detroit game.
But they were playing better, and then of course last week Julio had this monster 250-yard game. So their offense has been playing better. I think they got Devontae Freeman back today. He had
today they were held to 9 points, which is nice.
They did lose. Marcus Trufant didn't play today. Their stud cornerback didn't play today. So if he's out next week, that's a nice plus. So they've been playing. They've been scoring a lot of points. Other than today, the past few weeks they've been scoring points.
Okay, right. But they also haven't played against the best defense in the NFL. That being us.
Well, only if Lattimore's playing.
Well, yeah. Okay. So what do we think about that? You think the resting of today was to just really, really ensure?
That's what I like to think.
That's what I think, yeah.
You have to.
Especially on a short week.
He was limited Wednesday and limited Friday, meaning he actually practiced and was game time today. And, yeah, I think it was.
So it sounds like, right, it's more of a,
right,
why do right, anything like, crazy?
Yeah, right. I mean, so what he's had, that would give him, if he plays, you know, two and a half weeks, about 17 days of rest. We really need him for this defense to work. Because, look, Cam Newton, I don't know what his numbers were today.
Yeah, I mean, Cam was 17 for 27 for 180 and two touchdowns.
Right, which is great for Cam Newton.
Right, you need Lattimore to match up. Just stick him on Julio, and if you can take Julio out of the game, their offense is going to struggle.
Right.
I did like that we were able to rest Lattimore today and definitely have him back for next week. Because that's a massive game this week. I mean, if the Saints win next week, it pretty much wraps up the division.
Right.
So that's massive. And even getting Crawley back today, like, I know he went for the interception on that Funchess touchdown.
Oh.
But there was another play where Cam threw it deep and the guy was open and he jumped up and batted it away. Like, that was a massive play that he made. He played well.
No,
there was a couple of breakups.
Sterling Moore played well, too.
He did, yeah.
He played better than P.J. Williams.
I mean, they played.
I didn't notice. I mean, P.J. gave up some plays today?
I think he had two penalties.
I know he had that long pass interference.
I think he had another one, but Moore, I thought, made a few deflections, too.
Moore had
a pass interference, a holding call.
He did, yeah. Yeah, he did have a pass.
Look, I mean, but here's the thing.
Yeah, he did, but it was a legitimate call.
Yes,
it was a legitimate call.
I think a lot of them were. And the bottom line is we are a physical secondary, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, on the way in, I was listening, and the loss of Marvin Williams was
Marcus
he's
Williams.
The best kind of Marcus Williams. Yeah, he's the best kind of free safety type safety we have. Both Von Bell and Kenny Vaccaro and Bush all play better up as kind of like linebacker.
Right.
So the fact that one of them had to play like that center field today, I think that was something big too. That's going to help out a lot when we can get our center fielder back and not have to, put one of those other guys that plays better closer to the line back there at center field.
Yeah,
so
that was
going to help a lot too. We get him back.
Like, yeah, when it came out, he was out. I'm like, wait, I didn't think he got hurt in the game last week. Was that something?
I don't think he practiced all week though.
Man, I know he missed it all week, so I guess, yeah, obviously it must have been in the game.
Will he play?
But, I mean, because he had played a ton of snaps all season up until, obviously, today. But, yeah, that's another huge guy to get back. And, again, like, I thought the defense played well today. You know, I mean, the one touchdown after the turnover, that kind of stunk. But other than that.
Yeah. Score predictions for the Falcons game?
I hate these Thursday games.
Yeah.
Especially on the road. I mean, the home team has such an advantage. But I will go with 27-20.
Okay.
Jason, I like that score, so I'm going to go 28-21.
All right, and I'm going to go 24-21. Courtney, you want to throw a random set of numbers?
27-16.
All right. I could see that if Lattimore plays.
And you know what? Something that, you know, we had a little bit, not really a breakout, but Willie Snead had a couple of, Willie Snead finally made an appearance.
Yeah.
And I was up in the stands, and at some point during the game, I told Mike, look, I just want to watch Willie Snead run routes just to see if he's open, because for a while, it just seemed like Breeze ain't even looking at him. I just want to see what he's running. Will he get open?
We're going to need to do something about, like, we don't have a pass-catching tight end.
No, fucking.
Can't throw it to Hill anymore.
No, no. Now, I know they activated some other tight end. Yeah, he didn't get any.
He didn't get any snaps. I don't know what kind of tight end he is, if he's a blocker or a, but. I hope that doesn't come back to.
Right. I mean, at this point, you can't have faith in Hill catching the ball anymore. I mean, that's the second fumble of the year, right?
Yeah.
Faith
or a similar type of, you know, catches it and can't get tackled without dropping it.
That's right.
Right.
All right. Then we're going to forego final thoughts and.
Tiger week!
We're going to continue to say fuck the Falcons. Good luck. Thursday night, we're going to be back. We're going to record, I guess, on Monday night. So. It's going to be a little while after the Falcons game before you hear from us. In the meantime,
wait, why can't we record on a different night?
We're going to record on
because we need to record Monday, so we have
the picks and everything.
We'll pick them.
That's okay. Regular week, so we but
classic. Yeah,
I got something right. So that it means that maybe we'll just play a little louder on Twitter Thursday and Friday. Anyway, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say fuck the Falcons, donkey.
Bye-bye, kitty cat donkeys.
May y'all sleep good now.
Good night, Who Dat Nathan.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say fuck off, fuck off, fuck off,
fuck off.
If you don't get it, why don't you go shove your head back up your ass and don't waste my time. I don't need your opinion, no. Oh, fuck off, cause you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to be like me. You don't know, so keep your mouth shut. I'm out.